Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for I-10 Wired Radio, brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Curtis Cantrell with Southtel, and we are proudly hosting the Business Radio X booth at the I-10 Wired Summit in beautiful Pensacola, Florida. It's been a great event. We're winding everything up now, and we've got our illustrious guest on the radio today, so we're going to talk about I-10
Wired. I wouldn't go that far, man. But
No. My co-pilot and co-host, Mr. Keith Holford, down there making
That's
us
it.
All sound good on the radio.
That's it. There's an app for that.
There is an app for that. So let's open things up, and guys, tell us who you are and what you thought about I-10.
They are I-10.
Jim Rhodes with App River, heading up the planning for this year.
Mr. I-10.
I haven't had time to think about what I think about it. This has been a nonstop whirlwind of finalizing a few things here and there.
How do you think it went? You were impressed? I was impressed.
Yeah, the feedback I've got has been overwhelmingly positive. There's a few things we can tweak. But we've already went ahead and nailed down the dates for next year. Probably going to expand it to 2 full days for a couple of those anyway. I realized something today. I'm an adrenaline junkie.
Yes, you are.
I don't jump out of airplanes. I don't climb rocks. It's just conference.
You do high pressure conference for 9 months.
I was sitting there in the back row, and I said, I know tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and start thinking about 2017. And the reason I know I'm going to be able to do it is because I'm going to wake up coherent. I'm going to still have most of my hair.
Put a full thought together.
And I've got a great team. That's what makes it. I know that we can push the envelope and everything will be fine. We had a little snafu yesterday with our morning keynote.
Shh, they'll never know, man. They'll never know.
But I don't know what the onset of a stroke feels like. I'm pretty sure I came close yesterday. And without missing a beat, the team stepped in, gave me CPR, and found a plan B, and it went off without a hitch. And I cannot thank this crew enough for what they do. They're all stars in my book.
That's it, man. All right. Well, I got to jump in here because, Paul set the stage last year to start the tradition, which was Paul, I think I had logged as our, I don't know, second or third interview. But because he was emceeing, he literally didn't get to do it till the last. They were breaking tables down before Paul got to come on and talk. They were kicking us out. So as a new tradition now, because this will be our second one, Paul will do the last interview for I-10 Wired Radio here at the summit for years to come. Years to come.
Oh, no. That means I have to come back, right?
That's right. That's it.
That means every year you will have no voice at the point.
Exactly. Well, yeah, the cold tried to grab a hold of that voice and throw it away, but it's my studio voice now. I got the deep radio voice.
That's it.
So I'm Paul Carney, the manager of talent acquisition at Navy Federal Credit Union, and I'll tell you, I actually have the easiest job of Jim's staff because I get to show up and do the MC part. Now, there's some work for me in the last few weeks as the script is being put together with Kelly and Jim, but they do all the work leading up to it, and then I get to be here. It's a privilege for me to be here and actually help keep the show moving forward, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. It really shows you all the hard work that goes in leading up to this. It makes it look easy. That's the problem. Sometimes when you get talented people, make things look really easy, you don't understand how much effort that person puts in. Well, it's the same thing with this team. This all looked easy. They didn't notice the flubs. We do. They don't notice it. But there's a lot of hard work. And my advantage is I get to be here for the actual days and do my part, which is the easiest part.
And you do it quite well.
He does do it quite well.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. That's why we
Although I'm going to give him a close run for his money next year.
Uh-oh. Yeah. So maybe I should do an Ignite.
We'll
do
I think you should, Paul. Together. I think you would do a really
Swap
good Ignite.
Roles
that's right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Even better.
So one of the things, Curtis, what did we hear was some of the cool things that people were really enjoying? What were some of the things we heard that they wanted to see next year, other than a cruise boat?
You mean
I heard
besides
a cruise boat.
The drones?
Yeah, besides the drones.
Drone racing.
Yeah.
But I think everybody was really, the breakout sessions, I think they were impressed with that, more so than anything else. the employees, the potential employees getting to meet the potential employers.
Yeah, the was job really, really fair big. Was the a job big fair. That hit.
Was, yeah, that was a big hit. And it was very crowded. We were a part of that, and I thought it was 12 to 1 o'clock, and it was wound up being 12 to 3. And it was a good thing it was 12 to 3 because there were just a lot of people there.
Yeah. So, as a matter of fact, we had a gentleman call the phones that Curtis had here this morning. He was like, why hasn't Curtis gotten back to me yet about my resume? And I was like, dude, he's been at a conference for 3 days, man. Give him a second.
Yeah, we have the phone system live here out of our office. And so we've been fielding calls and trying to get people on the radio while they were at I-10. And so, yeah, ironically enough, he grabbed a call this morning.
He was ready to work, man.
Somebody was looking for a job already.
So one of the things that we did here for next year was a little bit more space. Because they wanted to spread out a little bit. We did hear about indoor drones, which I told them I don't think is possible. But everybody really enjoyed
that. That was your idea.
That wasn't. But everybody really did enjoy the drones. They enjoyed the CIO panel. We got a lot of compliments from some of that stuff.
I heard good things about that. Yeah. They liked the change in format.
And really that everybody here felt a really good sense of community, which I thought was neat. There was new energy here this year.
Let's ask the Queen Bee. Well, her take.
Kelly Reeser, Florida West Economic Development Alliance. I was AKA about to jump Queen in. I was about to jump in and say that's what I really enjoyed about this year was the way through the planning process that we kept really a holistic view of the speakers, the breakout sessions, the panels that we were building and that we were forming from a programmatic standpoint that we tried to form those such that each person in attendance would be able to see themselves in someone there.
Yeah.
And so we had, whether it was, you know, you're a government employee, you're a contractor employee, you're a private sector technologist, whoever you are, we wanted you to see yourself in one of our speakers and learn something and identify there. And I think that we really achieved that. I think that we had a lot of success with, you know, our high school students who were able to attend. We had 10 to 15 high school students during the main day of the summit who came from their technology-specific career academies along with their teachers. And I think there's going to be great conversation to be had in the classroom following I-10 Wired. What did we talk about? What did you hear? What were the unique things that you wouldn't have seen had you just spent that day in class like normal?
Yeah. Capture the Flag was a big hit, too.
Yes, it was. That's, again, you know, we try something new every year. I was kind of hesitant about it, but Jim sold me on it. Jim Netterauer from App River. He took ownership of it and put it in place, and it actually turned out to be pretty popular.
Yeah.
So we'll do it again next year, I'm pretty sure.
Paul, what do you want to see next year?
I want to see
a pay raise.
A pay raise.
Right. Oh, wait, hey, I get paid for this?
We can pay you double what you've been making. How about that?
There you go. Double it. Actually, no, I think as we just continue to modify the pieces and parts, as Kelly indicated, they've really done a good job of making sure all the different areas are represented. And that actually and it resonates, as she said. It will resonate with everyone so that everyone gets something out of this. One of the people I talked to earlier had some comments, came up to me. This was his first time being at this event. And he just said, I didn't understand people came together and did this once a year. And he just said, where's this been? Where have I been? And that's our goal, too. So I'd like to see us just keep trying to tell more people about it. Maybe get some of the people from the Mobile area to come over to here, because there are some folks that come there. And we keep hearing that they don't know that we do this. So we've got to just spread the word a little bit better.
Well, I think that what we've done this year through a couple of different initiatives that has really exposed the personality of those on the planning committee. I think that the, you know, Geeks on the Beach campaign was extremely successful.
Brilliant.
It was memorable. Yes. Because people were, you know, at first, Geeks on the Beach, that sounds intriguing, sounds very interesting. And
I know it's weird when you're just talking like on the radio and people just walk up and start staring at you and stuff, isn't it? For those that can't see, they're introducing each other. Yeah. To those.
Kelly's just too popular.
Kelly
She's
has
so groupies. Popular. People are coming up here, shaking her hand.
I mean, look, it's because of the excellent social media promotion that we had all the way leading up to I-10 Wired, getting back to
Absolutely.
Geeks on the Beach, as well as the Ignite sessions that we've had the last couple of years has really allowed people's unique passions, unique personalities, unique sense of humor, Keith Hover, to really come forth and to come out on stage. And those are some of the memorable things that people do take away with them.
You mentioned Mobile getting more involved, and it's funny. We had somebody from the Mobile Chamber on the radio station.
He was their IT guy.
It was his first show over here, and he was just blown away. He said, we'll be back. This is great. So
And that's awesome. What we want to do. Keep expanding.
Going forward, what do you do now to get feedback and to learn about what you're going to do? And how do you start that process of seeing what you need to do next year?
It's already started. We have a post-summit survey up on the site. Please go there and let us know what we did right, what we did wrong.
What is that site, Jim?
I think it's i10wire.com.
Com.
Yeah. that's one way. The team as a whole will meet again in 2 weeks, kind of debrief. You know, we need a little time to recoup here. And we'll kind of gather our thoughts and talk about what we thought were issues that we need to address for the next year. And, you know, maybe start kicking around some ideas what we want to do for 2017.
For me, the best feedback is that anecdotal evidence. It's the stories that somebody tells, you know, 2 weeks down the road that, you know, I connected with this employer, I connected with this opportunity, or,
yeah.
Hey, maybe next time, you know, we want the stage lit a little differently because I couldn't see the women in technology panelists as well as, you know, as perhaps we could have because yeah. of the seating or something. You know, that kind of anecdotal evidence is extremely valuable because that helps us paint that full picture of what we're doing here.
Keith, if they don't know i10wire.com by now, we haven't done our job.
I know, right? Seriously. Or southtel.com.
Yeah, or southtel.com.
Tell
That's right.
Tell us on social media, too. We're following that year-round, too. So,
okay, you know. Great.
So try to be gentle.
The app was a fantastic idea. I don't know if that's new or if that's been here.
It is improved, that is for sure.
Yeah. Keep tweaking that as we go.
One of the things that Curtis and I were sitting here trying to wonder throughout the day is that now that the summit's over, we have to figure out what to talk about on i10wired Radio.
I don't think we have a short topic there.
Well, Keith, if you'll go back to that closing panel, there's a conversation that continues to go on about the growth and leveraging the technology assets and opportunities in Northwest Florida.
Well, she doesn't miss a cue, does she?
That is the sound of Kelly volunteering to do that.
There's your first guest.
Episode. Yes, right there we go. Yeah. So, and again, one of the other things, which is why I kind of threw that out there too, is that with Curtis being the host and I co-hosting, but obviously having such a close connection to you guys, as we get some of these guests on that obviously have continued conversation, we will continue to capture some of the things from the i10 events that will be those stories for you, Kelly, those sort of testimonials of actual success of why something like this really is good for the community and why it does what it does.
Right. And we want to keep that conversation going through doing shows year round. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to keep the site a little more active throughout the year, sharing news and events going on in our area. I don't want this to be something that people just think about for 3 days a year.
Yeah.
We need to take the momentum we have this year, keep pushing forward. And
there's all sorts of opportunities through IT Gulf Coast for meetups and mixers.
Exactly.
And lunch and learns throughout the year that is, you know, very formalized way of continuing that conversation.
Exactly. That's it. All right, man. They're stacking up chairs, Curtis. What do you think? You ready for a drink?
I think we're out of here. I'm ready for some lunch.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. Paul, I hope your voice gets better.
Redfish, bluefish?
It'll be there.
Redfish, bluefish.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, gentlemen. Well, till next year for here at the summit, Curtis and Southtel, thank you very much for taking over the reins, man. I don't have to talk so much anymore.
On behalf of Southtel, we're happy to be here and happy to be involved with this whole project.
This show is brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River. If you are interested in sponsoring i10wired Radio, please call 850-288-9959.